Sometimes it's not obvious that you're in the middle of history in the making, but that's been pretty hard to ignore over the course of the past year. This is Lisa Berry, and in the middle of a pandemic that has already shaken many of us to our core, the U.S. Capitol building was stormed by protesters in what some are calling the most severe intrusions of the Capitol since the British burned down the building in 1814. Most of us could only watch or listen in horror, concerned, of course, about our elected officials inside, including Michigan's own U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. First and foremost, we need to know, how are you doing?
Well, thank you. I'm doing fine. It was a long night. It was frightening and heartbreaking at the same time, frankly. I was a new senator during 9/11, and I remember how I felt then, and the great concern about what was happening in the capital city, what was happening for the country. But that was foreign terrorists, and we're in a situation now where this was domestic terrorism. These were Americans who were encouraged and incited by the president of the United States. So that is even more horrifying, frankly. And the one thing I will say that we were determined to do is not let them stop the certification of Electoral College votes. The Constitution under the 12th Amendment lays out how we accept those votes to certify the president and vice president. And we decided it didn't matter how long it took to get the Capitol and the Senate chambers back open, that we were going to wait and wait and go back and get the job done. And we did.
Can you share with us a bit of your experience, your perspective of what it was like being inside the U.S. Capitol building when we were watching what was happening for the most part on the outside?
Well, it was interesting because we didn't see what was happening outside, and we were debating an election challenge to Arizona votes, and we were in the middle of doing that. And at one point, my staff started texting me to say that the mob's trying to get into the Capitol, and then they texted me and said that they had just breached and come up through the outside stairs into the second floor of the Senate, and they said, "How are you?" And all of a sudden, we start hearing noise, and they whisked the vice president out of the room and locked all the doors, and the Capitol Police were yelling, "Lock the door, lock the door." And it was, you know, very frightening because all of us, all of a sudden, we hadn't seen the pictures outside. We didn't know everything that had been happening. And then after a few moments, they then evacuated us from the room, which was also quite an experience because they didn't really announce what was happening. They said, "Okay, go, 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 go." And it was like everybody got up to move out and go downstairs and go down to the basement and over to another building in the Capitol complex. But, it was something you'd see in a movie. I mean, it was really extraordinary.
Was there fear? I heard that some people were praying over other people. What was the emotions of this experience like?
Well, there was a lot of different kinds of emotions. I felt really bad for young staff that had come into the chambers with us and looked very frightened. I think we were all receiving texts and phone calls from family. My phone was blowing up from all my family and friends saying, "Where are you? Are you okay? Are you okay?" And so we were all dealing with this in different ways. But I think at the moment for me, I was just focused on doing what law enforcement told us to do and to get there as quickly as possible.
We're talking to U.S. Senator from Michigan, Debbie Stabenow. Congress did eventually reconvene, and the election of Joe Biden as our next president was validated. What time was that?
Well, there was a couple of different processes. It was the middle of the night. Actually, the Senate finished a little bit earlier than the formal process, because once it became clear that we did not have senators that were going to continue to object after the Pennsylvania vote, the people objecting said they were not going to object any further. And so then it didn't require our presence. So that was about 1:30 or 2, I think, in the morning. And then the House did need to proceed reading through, in accepting the votes, which they did. So I think the whole thing maybe took until 4 o'clock, something like that.
So that was accomplished, which must bring you some happiness and relief. But on the other side, how threatened do you feel our democracy is right now?
Oh, I'm very concerned. I am very concerned. The most important thing right now is my concern about the divisions in the country and the fact that so many people have been told these conspiracy theories over and over and over again and things that are just not true. Just not true. And we have a group of elected officials who feel they need to respond to them as if they are true rather than showing leadership and standing up saying this is not accurate. Let's talk about what is accurate. There was not massive fraud in the election. The conspiracy theories they've been fed are just not accurate. So I'm very concerned about that. And I think it's even more troubling when it's the President of the United States using his platform to encourage the violence, to perpetuate the conspiracy theories, the radical ideas. And so it's very concerning. And the image that I will carry with me, one of the images is of a United States flag flying over the U.S. Capitol that was brought down, and they replaced it with a flag that said Trump. And you know what? That's not America. We're not a dictatorship. It just reminded me of watching something that would occur somewhere else in the world. So we've got work to do. We have got to be able to come together and say we can disagree on an election, we can disagree on political views, but we are not enemies. And the healing starts January 20th with President Joe Biden.
We're hearing words like sedition and talk about impeachment or evoking the 25th Amendment against President Trump. Do you endorse any of those?
I would endorse whatever could be done to bring accountability and some guardrails around this president if we could get bipartisan support. A year ago, we were in the Senate chambers deciding after the House impeached the president whether or not he should be removed from office. Frankly, if that had happened, then we would not have had the year of conspiracy theories and hate and all of the other things that have happened, and we wouldn't have as much damage as we have now. But at this point, I want to move forward. I support whatever accountability we can bring to this situation and to this current occupant of the White House. And I also am very focused on how we begin to move forward and bring people back together after January 20th, because it's going to be a big job.
You've been a Michigan political leader for a long time at the state and the federal level. Did you ever imagine you would see something like what we saw on Wednesday?
I've never thought we would see and I would experience what I did. It's one thing, again, to be attacked by foreign terrorists, and that's bad enough. 9/11 was bad enough. But these were Americans that were incited, and encouraged by the President of the United States. And to see them come in, to be breaking windows, ransacking offices, threatening people. There were those that were running up the stairs saying, we're going to kill them all. It was something we should all be really concerned about and trying to do everything we can personally to stop this and be able to heal the country.
And you've mentioned that several times, and I wanted to end on that thought. Heal the country, Debbie Stabenow. How do we do that? What does that look like moving forward?
There's a lot of work to do to heal the country, and I don't think it's just debating the last election. or conspiracy theories. I think it's got to be helping people. It's got to be focusing on people's lives, this pandemic, people's livelihoods, you know, our small businesses, people who need to get back to work, children who need to get back in school. We need to help people survive this pandemic and move forward, really rebuild the economy. People have got to feel that governments, you know, got their back and that it's for everybody. You know, the system is not rigged against them. And I think we've got to show people and have them feel it and see it in their life. So it's not just words, but it's actually support for them.
Michigan U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, we are glad you are well, that you survived everything that happened at the U.S. Capitol, and we appreciate you talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
My pleasure. Take care.